NYC priest stripped of duties for allowing Sabrina Carpenter to shoot music video in church. By Breitbart News on November 20, 2024. New York, AP, the leader of a New York City church where pop star Sabrina Carpenter filmed provocative scenes for a music video was stripped of his duties Monday after church officials said an investigation revealed other instances of mismanagement. Monsignor Jamie Gigantiello was relieved of any pastoral oversight or governance role at his church located in the Williamsburg neighborhood of Brooklyn. Bishop Robert Brennan said in a statement issued by the Roman Catholic Diocese of Brooklyn. An investigation launched after the video revealed that Gigantiello made unauthorized financial transfers to a former top aide in New York City Mayor Eric Adams' administration, which is being investigated on charges of corruption, Brennan said. I'm saddened to share that investigations conducted by Alvarez and Marcel and Sullivan and Cromwell LLP have uncovered evidence of serious violations of diocesan policies and protocols at Our Lady of Mount Carmel, Annunciation Parish, the bishop said. In order to safeguard the public trust, and to protect church funds, I have appointed Bishop Witold Rozewski as administrator of the parish. Gigantiello's administrative powers were taken away after Carpenter's video for her hit song Feather sparked criticism last November. The priest has now also been cut from his pastoral duties, giving Rozewski complete authority over the parish, including on liturgical matters, though Gigantiello will still be able to say Mass with Rozewski's approval, said diocese spokesperson Adriana Rodriguez. Brennan, who oversees Catholic churches in the New York City boroughs of Brooklyn and Queens, said he also relieved a deacon who had been appointed as a temporary administrator during the investigation. He said the deacon had used racist and other offensive language during private conversations in the parish office that had been secretly recorded at Gigantiello's direction. Gigantiello didn't respond to email and Facebook messages seeking comment Monday. Released on October 31, 2023, the Feather music video revolves around men behaving badly toward Carpenter before meeting grisly deaths. At points in the video, the former Disney Channel star is seen pulling up to the distinctive brick church in a pink hearse and then dancing in front of the church's ornate altar wearing a short black dress and a black veil alongside a colorful array of faux coffins. The diocese at the time said it was appalled and that proper procedures for filming had not been followed. Besides relieving Gigantiello of administrative duties, Brennan also dropped him from fundraising duties as vicar of development for the diocese and conducted a spiritual rite to restore the sanctity of the church. In a letter to parishioners last November, Gigantiello said approving the filming was a lapse in judgment and maintained he wasn't present at the time and didn't realize how provocative the shoot would be. On Monday, Brennan said a broader review uncovered other instances of administrative impropriety. Among them is an ongoing investigation into Gigantiello's use of a church credit card for substantial personal expenses, he said. From 2019 to 2021, the Monsignor also transferred $1.9 million in parish funds to bank accounts affiliated with Frank Carone, Adams' former chief of staff, Brennan said. The bishop said Gigantiello failed to seek prior approval for the transactions and didn't properly document them, in violation of the diocese's investment policies and protocols. Carone's law firm repaid $1 million of the funds, along with about 9% interest, according to Brennan. Gigantiello also requested early repayment for the remainder, but without the substantial interest called for under the loan notes, the bishop said. Federal investigators have subpoenaed the Brooklyn Church seeking information about Carone and Gigantiello's financial dealings, though neither has been accused of any wrongdoing. Brennan stressed the diocese is fully committed to cooperating with law enforcement in its investigations. Carone didn't respond to an email seeking comment, but Gigantiello has defended his stewardship, telling the city, a local news outlet, that the investments were legal and yielded a significant return for the church. Meanwhile, the commotion set off by her music video hasn't been lost on Carpenter. She made light of it during a concert at Madison Square Garden in late September, just days after Adams became the first New York City mayor indicted while in office. "Damn, what now?" she said cheekily to the Manhattan crowd. "Should we talk about how I got the mayor indicted?" _ This story has been updated to correct the name of Carpenter's song to Feather, not Feathers.